Meow! Welcome to the Cat Tunes Podcast. I'm your host, Catherine Corelli. On this podcast, I'm going to talk about the stories behind my songs, the production tools that I've used, the production methods that I've employed, the instruments that I've played, the instruments that I've discovered, the arrangement methods that I've used, the real-life stories which precipitated the creation of my entire albums or of my separate tracks. So let's jump right into it, shall we? And welcome you listening to the Cat Tunes Podcast. This is episode 64. And today we're going to be talking about a song called Supposing from the same Reborn Heart album. Supposing is quite a romantic synthwave track. I think it's rather synthwave with a little bit of bass music in the hooks going on. It also has a live trumpet performed by Alan Wild Matthews, also known as Chillwave, artist Chillwave. On Spotify and other streaming platforms. So I will link his Spotify music in the description to this episode. Check him out. He has some wonderful chill wave, chill music, trip hop, lo-fi, this kind of stuff. Check him out. He's wonderful. And he's a multi-instrumentalist. So at the time, back in 2012, he moved in and we were living together. He's my brother, by the way. So, we were living together and it was summer, I think it was July 2012 probably. It was a hot summer. We were renting together. And he just moved in. We didn't see each other for like 5 years, I think. Or even more. Perhaps even 6 years. 6 years probably, 6 or 7 years. And it was a pretty weird experience. And I was working on this album on Reborn Heart album. And I just thought, well, maybe we can try to do something together. So he had an old trumpet, as far as I remember, or a cornet, I don't remember. I don't really remember. I remember that it was kind of screwy. And I had a kind of screwy mic. And we didn't have any better mics, really. So I was working on this song, on Supposing, and I wanted a touch of trumpet there. Something. Something like that. And Alan recorded it for me. I remember we had the mic laying on the table, right there on the table, because we didn't even have a mic stand. And he was recording the trumpet. And after doing some cleanups, we got it into this track. And I think it kind of makes it sound interesting. It is a romantic track, but it's kind of along the lines, if you know, I don't remember, is this a nursery rhyme or something? That goes like this. If all the world were paper and all the sea were ink, if all the trees were bread and cheese, what would we have to drink? I think it's a nursery rhyme, and I remember this nursery rhyme since I was very little. My father, he had a book of nursery rhymes, and I used to know a lot of them by heart. So, this is one of them. I think it's not Alan Milne. It's probably not Alan Milne. It's probably a nursery rhyme. Whichever case, this song is kind of along those lines, lyrically. It's kind of a reflection on what if? What if things were this way? What if everything is like that? And it's kind of presented in a joking fashion. It's kind of a joke and it's kind of not a joke. It's kind of like, you're joking and you're kind of half serious about this, really. And you're trying to look at things from a variety of angles. So it's kind of funny, but it's not really funny because it's kind of real and it's not real at the same time. And there is a lot here. I think it's easier explained just if I read the lyrics, and I think you will get the gist of it. So let's read. If heavens could, they would sing about all that we've abandoned for 1,000 fakes. Do you know how many memories it takes? Supposing that were our mistakes. The rains would stop just too eager to listen. They'd forget to fall down on earth. Then the wind would recall the place of its birth. Supposing we know for what it's worth. Let's suppose the whole world loves me like you do. Would I become a fake forever? Or would it hate me if you don't believe it too? If stars could swim, they would fall with our tears and find us naked in every spark. The nights would cry in our place deprived of the dark. Because that probably would be a real shock. What if I were your only perfection? What if you were my only lie? Let's believe that we'll never try. Because the moment it happens, we both will start to die. Let's suppose the whole world treats me like you do. Should you become a fake forever, can I trust you if you don't confide it too? Let's suppose your own world takes me true, unlike the world outside. Let's suppose, but then we will never let it change this or make you a heartless blind. When you trust your world inside, you get the world outside. The wind that you confide brings starlight to your eyes. Let's suppose the whole world treats you like I do. Should I become a fake forever? Could you trust me if I don't confide it too? Let's suppose your own world takes me true, unlike the world outside. Let's suppose, but then we will never let it change this or make us so dead and blind. Won't let it make us so dead and blind. It won't make us so dead and blind. So these are the lyrics. These are the lyrics for this song, and I'm kind of, for some very bizarre reason, every time that I'm reading lyrics from this album, I'm having a hard time reading them, and I'm kind of stopping and stumbling. I don't know, maybe it has to do something with the way they're written, or maybe I should change the font or something along those lines. This time I've enlarged them, really, so that I can see them from behind the mic, and however, it appears that it wasn't enough. Supposing, as you can see, it's about asking these questions. It's like supposing this and this, and if everybody loves me just like you do, would that mean that everything is pretty much fake? Because it is expected that one person can love you in a way that the rest of the world can't. So, you see what the equation is here. It's a reflection on what is true and what is fake, and what is special and what is not really that special. And it kind of seems that on one hand, maybe someone would like to be loved universally by everyone. But then on the other hand, it's like, would you really want that? Or would you rather one person love you like the world, in a way that the world can't love you? That's what this song is essentially about. And with that being said, let's move on to the music section, shall we? So, supposing is in the key of E minor, and the whole song starts with a little intro, which is kind of distorted in a way, and it is basically the stage for this song, as I said in the previous episode, is set in the end of the previous track, which is called 2. So, it starts with... ... essentially what's going on there, and it kind of gets reinforced then because then the trumpet kicks in just a little later. It's the same chord progression. There is an E minor minus 7. Then there is an E minor with a C sharp on top with an added 6th. Then it goes to, in fact, a C major, an inversion of C major on the bass of E. And then we're going into an A minor. And it still sits on the bass of A there, but this melodic little lick that you will hear in this specifical section, this specific section, this is a piece of, I would say, what I would call a B major with an augmented fifth. That's what I would call it. But on the bass of A. So it's first in A minor minus 7, and then it goes into this. But it's a passing figure, so, you know, you could see it that way, or you could see it just as three passing notes. So, now let's listen all the way through the first two verses, and after that I'll comment. Okay, so as you can see, I was slightly wrong, because the intro goes, the first phrase goes like this, E minor minus 7, E minor with an added 6th, C major inversion, first goes into an A minor, then the second phrase goes, and then goes into a C major. Then we're going into the first verse, and the verses are relatively simple, so this is what happens there. If heavens come, they would sing about all that, with abandoned for a thousand things. Do you know how many memories it takes? Supposing that were our mistakes, the rains would stop just to eager to So, before I go into the hook, what's going on in the verses? There is an E minor. It starts with an E minor. If heavens could, they would sing about all that. Then it is an E minor on the bass of D. With abandon for Then it goes into an F major plus 7. Do you know how many memories it takes? C major plus 7. Supposing that were our mistakes. And we're sitting sort of melodically, we're sitting around the B all the time. Then there's the second verse. The rains would stop, just too eager to listen. They forget to fall down on earth. Then the wind would recall the place of its birth. Supposing we know for what it's worth. So the second time, after the second verse, right? The very last phrase goes from C major plus 7, goes into a B minus 7 with a suspended fourth. That's what's going on there. So, E minor. Then an E minor on the bass of D. Then an F major plus 7. C major plus 7. And on the second pass, meaning the second verse, it goes into minus 7, 4, suspended fourth, all right? And then we're going into the hook. Let's suppose the whole world loves me like you do. Oh, would it become a thing forever? So then there is this hook, and I'm not going to yell it, at least not today, so I'm kind of singing it in a quiet fashion. Here, there is a C major plus 7. Let's suppose. Then we got into an A minor. Let's suppose the whole world. And it's not a regular A minor, it's an A minor minus 7, 9, because the melody indicates so. Then we're going into a D major. What a become a thing forever. So it's D major. What a become a thing forever. And then we're going into an A minor again. 9, minus 7, and then we're going into an F sharp major, minus 7. this little phrase here. F sharp major minus 7. Then there's an F major, F natural major, plus 7. And we're going back into an E minor, and there is a return to that same little lick that we've heard in the intro. Let's continue listening and see, get through the next two verses, get through the hook, and get to the middle part. See, the music on the verses pretty much is the same. There is the only variety that is added is the trumpet that is playing a long, long, long kind of solo and other voicing in the back, and it basically like a little trumpet solo that's going on there continuously. If stars could swim, they would fall with their tears and the finest snake in every spark. The nights would cry in her place, deprived of the dark. Real shock, what if I were your only perfection? What if you were my only light? Let's suppose, let's believe that we'll never try. The moment it happens, we both will start to die. And then we're going back into the hook, which is pretty much the same, but it's a double hook, so it repeats twice, and the ending of the second hook is slightly different because it leads into the next section. Oh, let's suppose the whole world treats me like you do. Should it become a thing forever? Can I trust you if you don't confide it to me? So the first hook sort of goes into F major plus 7, and the second hook goes into a B minus 7 suspended fourth. And once again, I apologize for actually not really kind of singing this, not belting this, because I'm playing this for the first time on a keyboard, so I'm looking into the lyrics because I don't exactly remember them, and I'm playing this, you know, while analyzing the chords and telling you what exactly is there. So I'm not exactly going to build it at this point. So after this second hook, we're going into the middle section, which all of a sudden lands us in E major instead of E minor. So plus 7 9, and then we're going into an A minor minus 7 9. After that, we're going into the last hook, and there's the outro, so let's listen to those two.
Yeah.
So, the hook, there is again a double hook, and then it goes into an outro. Let's bounce, let's bounce the world, the whole world. Treats you like you do. Should I become a fake forever? Could you trust me if you are unconfided too? So it's the same story going on. Going to get into C major plus 7. A minor minus 7, 9. E minor minus 7, 9 to G major plus 7. Then to D major. Minus 7, 9, then F sharp major minus 7, there is your B major with an augmented fifth. And then the outro goes, there is a C major first. I'm letting it change is in the outro, there is a C major. It kind of mirrors the intro, because the intro goes like this. Right? And here, we're sitting on C major, so we can't pull off the same trick, but there is a C major plus 7, there it goes down to a minus 7. And there is an A on top there, right? Into a B major with an augmented fifth. An E minor, minus 7 into an A, G major, plus 7. And then an F natural, plus 7. Suspended fourth, going into what we've already heard in the middle section, which is, and this is where everything ends, with an E major plus 7, 9. Into a C major plus 7, 9. E flat major plus 7, 9. A minor minus 7, 9. This is how the song fades. So with that being said, let's move on to the next section, shall we? As you can hear, Supposing is not really a complicated song. Let's put it this way. But then again, I don't think that there are any complicated songs on the Reborn Heart album. And Supposing is just... it has a little bit of a twist to it. It has a little bit of a Phrygian minor going on in it because of that F natural chord somewhere in the verse. And also a little bit of, I would say, a James Bond feel, perhaps. Feel. A James Bond feel. Not feel, but feel to it. Because of that descending sequence in the intro, and then it's kind of hidden in the outro, but it's still there. At least I felt of it that way when I was recording that song back in 2012. It sort of felt like it has a little bit of a James Bond attitude, maybe? I don't know. Something to it, just musically speaking. And I thought it was cool, and that's why I've used those descending chromatic patterns, because that's essentially what it is. And other than that, other than a couple of chords that feel, that sound kind of like they could have been not there, really. They could have been avoided altogether. Other than that, the song is pretty straightforward. There is really nothing about it that is out of the common, I would think. Ultimately, of course, it's up to the listener to decide if this is a weird song, if this is a rather mainstream song, I don't know. My job is to write music. I write music all the time, and I just feel a certain way about certain things, and then I just try to capture the vibe of whatever I feel, and I try to put it into music. And sometimes it turns out pretty bizarre, and sometimes it turns out more or less kind of mainstream and vanilla. Let's put it this way. So this is where I'm going to be wrapping up this episode, essentially. Of course, I want to urge you to check out this Reborn Heart album on any major streaming platform, be that Spotify or iTunes or Amazon Music or Apple Music, even YouTube. You might as well go to YouTube and just check it out there if you like to consume music on YouTube. And if you're going there, you might also want to check out my official YouTube channel, Catherine Corelli. I have a couple of big playlists there. One is dedicated to all sorts of political and societal commentary, which is called Cat Talk Serious. And the other one is Cat Vibes. There are other videos on my channel too, but if you're interested more in music, check out the Cat Vibes episode, because usually it's either casual footage of me doing something in the backyard or driving through our beautiful state of Kentucky, or it is me recording things. Currently, the videos that are being uploaded every 3 days into the Cat Vibes playlist are the ones from the recording sessions of the Natural Grotesque album. So if you're interested in that, I'm playing a guitar there. There are the Seraphic Tears album vocal recording sessions, which sound pretty odd because I couldn't play the music at the same time from a monitor, so it was just the vocals. But you kind of get the idea of my process. So if you're interested purely in music, check that out. Check out my Cat Vibes playlist on YouTube. If you're not interested in music and you want to hear some of my political and social commentary, you might want to check out my Cat Talk series. And, of course, I want to invite you to check out my other business, which has to do with skin health and aromatherapy products, and that is southerncaracol.com. Soaps, lotions, lip balms, shampoo bars, everything that can make your skin not only feel better, but actually become healthier. I highly recommend our soaps and shampoo bars for people who have problems with their skin, have drier skin, or have psoriasis, eczema, or have diabetes, and because of that have drier skin. So I highly recommend these products. They're all natural. They're actually, as compared to big store equivalents, our products are all natural. They don't contain any harmful chemicals, and instead of just mitigating your problems, your skin problems on the surface, they actually help resolve them and restore normal, natural pH balance, both for your skin, your scalp, and your hair. So check them out. The link is going to be in the description. It is southerncaracol.com. And with that being said, I'm going to be wrapping up this episode. Thank you very much for tuning in. Thank you for checking out this podcast. I apologize for I wasn't exactly in my best vocals today. And this is not an easy song to sing and play on the keyboard. And I've never done this before. Virtually any song that I'm analyzing here on this podcast, chances are that I've never played it on the keyboard. So I'm basically just listening to what is there in the song, and then I am playing it, the chord progression, and trying to recall what's actually being sung there. Because also too, Reborn Heart was released, was created in 2012, and it was released in its current version in 2018, and I didn't sing it for a very long while, so I apologize if that sounded kind of screwy. I hope it didn't sound too screwy. In whichever case, I appreciate your time. Thank you for being with me. I love you, and you'll hear me on the next episode.